This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين سبقت لهم منا الحسنى أولئك عنها مبعدون لا يسمعون حسيسها وهم فيما اشتهت أنفسهم خالدون لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر وتتلقاهم الملائكة هذا يومكم الذي كنتم توعدون صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين in continuation from last week after we have come out of this موسم الحج being reminded that we are all إليه تحشرون as Allah سبحانه وتعالى tells us a number of times in the Holy Quran that to him you will all be gathered. When? On the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And on that day, the day of al-Faza' al-Akbar, the day of supreme horror. That's what it's called in the Quran. Let's listen to the verses from Surah Al-Anbiya. Verses 101, 102, and 103. 101, 102, 103. In verse 101 of Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, surely those for whom we have destined the finest reward, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ will be kept far away from Jahannam on that day. Jahannam is going to be brought forward. You know that? In fact, there's a hadith of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he says, and this is in Sahih Muslim, narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يؤتى بجهنم يومئذ لها 70,000 زمام. On that day of Qiyamah, Jahannam will be brought forward with 70,000 reins. Like the rein of a horse. 70,000 reins Jahannam will have. كل زمام 70,000 ملك يجرونها. On every rein, there will be 70,000 angels pulling it. 70,000 times 70,000? 4.9 billion. 4.9 billion angels will be pulling Jahannam on that day, will be bringing it forward. But who's going to hear it? Not the people that Allah is going to save. Not especially, as we mentioned last week, those seven types of people that Allah will cause to be in His shade. The ulama say the shade of Allah's arsh. To be in His shade on the day when there is no shade except His shade. They won't even hear Jahannam. لا يسمعون حسيسها. Verse 102. Verse 102. So 101, the people who have been promised the greatest reward, they will be far away from this Jahannam. It will be pulled by 4.9 billion angels. لا يسمعون حسيسها. Not even hearing the slightest hissing from it. Imagine how big, 4.9 billion angels is pulling Jahannam. How big is Jahannam? لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر. وَهُمْ فِي مَشْتَهَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدُونَ And they will delight forever in what their souls desire. These are people who have been saved. Allah make us of them. And this is in the Jannah. When they are put into the Jannah, they will have وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَا فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ In paradise, you will have whatever your heart desire. After we have, alhamdulillah, it's like automatic. It's automatic. Why? Because فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا They'll be granted the light reward. Those whose scales of good deeds outweigh their scales of bad deeds and they are given their scrolls in their right hands, they will have the light account. What is the light account? They will just have al-ard. ذَلِكَ al-ard, the Prophet said to Sayyidah Aisha. Only presentation. They won't be questioned about anything. Why? Because مَنْ حُسِبْ عُذِّبْ The one who enters into a debate with Allah on the day of Qiyamah, they must know they're going to be punished. Allah not make us of them. But the one who gets the light account, that actually means no account. They'll be entered into paradise without any account. Oh Allah, make us of them, Ya Rabb. Ameen, Ya Rabb al-Alamin. لا يسمعون حسيسها They won't even hear the hissing of the fire. وَهُمْ فِي مَشْتَهَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدُونَ And when they are entered into paradise, they will have whatever their hearts desire. Going back to the verse that I quoted, the other verse, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتِي أَنفُسُكُمْ In paradise you will have whatever your hearts desire and you will have whatever you ask for. So whether you're asking for it or just thinking about it or longing for it or wishing for it, whatever. إِذَا صَحَ التَّعْبِيرِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it. نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ As an entertainment, you'll be the guests of the oft-forgiving, the most merciful. Allahu Akbar. لا دار للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها إلا التي قبل الموت بانيها فإن بناها لخير طاب مسكنه وإن بناها لشر خاب بانيها لا تركنن إلى الدنيا وما فيها فالموت لا شك يفنينا ويفنيها ويفنيها وأمل لدار غدا رضوان خازنها والجار أحمد والرحمن ناشيها قصورها ذهب والمسك طينتها والزعفران حشيش نابت فيها Beautiful words of the poet. You know, so one guy came to me one day, he says, Sheikh, every time you say, the poet says, who's the poet? You know, very often when the ulama, when they narrate this poetry, they just say, قال الشاعر, the poet said. They don't mention his name. You can look it up and you'll find his name, inshallah. He says, لا دار للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها. There is no abode that a person will live in after their death, except the abode that they built when they were on the dunya. Imagine that. Literally coming to Jumu'ah today, we've added some bricks. We've added some mortar. Maybe we've added some adornment to our castles in Jannah. فَإِن بَنَاهَا لِخَيْرٍ So if they build it well on the dunya with our good deeds, طَابَ مَسْكَنُهُ Excellent will be their abode in the Jannah. I know there's a lot of builders in our community. Is it correct? Ambachsmana. Khabumana. In banaha li khairin taaba maskanu. So if we build it well on the dunya with our good deeds, with our iman and our taqwa, shielding ourselves from the displeasure of Allah, taaba maskanu. An excellent abode it will be in the hereafter. Wa in banaha bi sharrin. But if they build it with evil deeds, khaba baniha. Then when the builder gets there, on the other side, on the day of Qiyamah, they'll be most disappointed. And at the end, he says, لا تركنن إلى الدنيا وما فيها. Don't chase after the dunya and that which is in it. فالموت لا شك يفنينا ويفنيها. Because death ultimately is going to destroy everything. That's what the Prophet said, أكثر من هازم اللذات. Think a lot of the destroyer of pleasures. When we leave this world, we go with nothing. Only our deeds. Only our deeds. Everything else remains behind.
لا تركنن إلى الدنيا وما فيها فالموت لا شك يفنينا ويفنيها.
We're no longer going to be on the dunya, and we're going to be without everything that we had on the dunya. Then he says, وَأْمَلْ غَدًا أو وَأْمَلْ لِدَارٍ غَدًا.
Instead, work for this abode.
While you're on the dunya,
work for this abode. غَدًا.
غَدًا doesn't mean tomorrow. Today is Friday, tomorrow is Saturday. غَدًا meaning قِيَامًا. Like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ
وَلْتَنْدُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ.
Oh, those of you who believe, fear Allah, be conscious and mindful of Allah, shield yourselves from the displeasure of Allah, and let every soul see what it has sent forward for tomorrow, meaning Qiyamah.
وَأْمَلْ لِدَارٍ غَدًا رِدُوَانُوَا.
So instead, work for an abode for tomorrow, for the day of Qiyamah, that of which Ridwan is its keeper. The Malak, the angel Ridwan, he is the gatekeeper of Jannah. Ridwanu khazinuha.
Waljaru Ahmadu.
And who will your neighbor be? Your neighbor will be Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. May Allah grant us to be the neighbors of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Jannah.
Ridwanu khazinuha. والجار أحمد والرحمن ناشيها.
And Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, he is the one who has set this all up. He is the host. He is the host, and we are the guests. Permanent guests. Eternal guests.
قصورها ذهب.
Its castles will be made of gold.
والمسك طينتها.
And its soil will be made of musk.
قصورها ذهب والمسك طينتها والزعفران حشيش نابت فيها.
And its grass will be زعفران, saffron. I'm trying to imagine a gold castle with musk for soil and saffron. No, wallahi, this is just a metaphor, because gold is the most valuable material on the dunya. Musk is that which is one of the most beautiful fragrances. And saffron is also one of the most valuable things that can be perishables, that can be eaten or consumed. Very expensive. Saffron. Am I right? By a deer, yeah.
Because we cannot even imagine what it's actually going to be like. The Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hadith Qudsi, عَدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ.
I have prepared of delight for my pious servants. May Allah make us of them. May Allah make us of them. Ameen. Skrikvaka, bros. I have prepared of delight for my pious servants in paradise of that which no eye has ever seen, and that which no ear has ever heard, and that which no heart has ever imagined. Allahu Akbar. That's something that we need to work for. Allahu Akbar. And we need to decide now. Not even on Saturday or Sunday. And not even after Jumu'ah lunch, which we're all looking forward to, inshallah.
We need to decide now. While I'm standing here and you are sitting there. القبر باب وكل الناس داخله يا ليت شعري بعد الموت مدار الدار دار نعيم إن عملت بما يرضي الإله وإن خالفت فالنار هما محلان ما للعبد غيرهما فانظر لنفسك أي الدار تختار ما للعبد سوى الفردوس إن عمل وإن هفو هفوة فالرب غفار.
I love any poet. The poet says, the grave is a door which we all have to pass through. If only I knew where I'm going to be tomorrow, meaning Qiyamah. What is he then saying? He says, that abode in the hereafter will be one of eternal bliss.
If I do that which is pleasing to my Lord, but if not, فَنَّارُ, then it's the fire. هُمَا مَحَلَّانِ,
they are two places, two destinations. مَا لِلْعَبْدِ غَيْرُهُمَا, there is no third destination. I mean, if you're living in Cape Town, you can still decide, I want to go to Durban, or to Joburg, or to PE, the windy city or the friendly city. They say they're the friendly city and we the windy city. Allahu A'lam. Or you want to go to Makkah or Medina or Bayt al-Maqdis. Allahumma harri al-Masjid al-Aqsa min aydi sahayina ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, liberate Masjid al-Aqsa from the hands of the Zionists and allow us to pray in it. Wa huwa hurrun aziz. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. In the Akhirah, there are only two destinations. مَا لِلْعَبْدِ غَيْرُهُمَا فَانْظُرْ لِنَفْسِكَ أَيَّ الدَّارِ تَخْتَارُ. So decide now. Not in 10 minutes, not in an hour, not in a day, not in a week, not in a month, not in a year. Decide now where you want to be in the hereafter. And I speak to myself first. فَانْظُرْ لِنَفْسِكَ أَيَّ الدَّارِ تَخْتَارُ. Then at the end he says, مَا لِلْعَبْدِ سِوَى الْفِرْدَوْسِ إِنْ عَمِلَ. For the servant of Allah who believes in Allah and works righteous deeds, there will be no place for them in the hereafter except Jannat al-Firdaus. Or in hafwa hafwatan, if they make a mistake on the dunya and they're still alive, for Rabbu ghafaru, Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. In other words, Bruce, tawbah, tawbah, tawbatan nasuha, at-tawbatu daimatul mustamirra. After witnessing that rehearsal on Mina, the rehearsal for death, and on Arafah, the rehearsal for Qiyamah. No more dilly-dallying, no time to play. We have to make a decision now, and we have to follow it up with the right effort for the sake of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. لا يسمعون حسيسها. Those people that will be saved, may Allah make us of them. They won't hear the slightest hissing from the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. And in Jannah, they will have whatever their hearts desire. Verse 103, لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر. They will not be disturbed by any of the horrors of that day. Well, it's going to be a horrific. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ يومئذ شأن يغني. On that day, everybody will be running away from their brother, from their mother and their father, from their wives and their children. On that day, everybody will only be concerned with themselves. لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُي يُغْنِي نَفْسِي نَفْسِي وَكُلٌ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْضًا. And by the way, everybody will go to Allah as an individual. Only once we have passed, only once we have made it, only once we've been saved, then we will be gathered into the big group. وَسِقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. Zumara means a big group. But first we'll have to pass through as individuals. So don't worry about belonging to a specific group. As long as we are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, living our lives based on the teachings of As-Salaf As-Salih, and those who have followed them on that same path, based on the teachings of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Khair al-Anam, salawatu Rabbi salamu alayhi, we've got nothing to worry about. We've got nothing to worry about. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We just have to hold tight and hold fast. La yahzunuhum al-faz'u al-akbar. The supreme horror of that day will not disturb them. وتتلقاهم الملائكة. And the angels will greet them, saying, هذا يومكم. This is your day. Are you excited? Are you looking forward? Wallahi, we have to look forward. Because that is reality, this is not. That is reality, this is not. كل ما سوى الله وما عدا الله باطل. As that famous line of the poet in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, أصدق كلمة قالتها العرب. The truest thing the Arabs have ever said is this statement, that everything besides Allah is false, is not real. So we don't know yet what is reality. Reality When we wake up on that side, then we get to know what is reality.
لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر وتتلقاهم الملائكة هذا يومكم الذي كنتم توعدون.
This is your day which you have been promised. We have to believe this with yaqeen and we have to work for it.
كل من أمتي سيدخلون الجنة إلا من أبا.
All of my ummah will enter Jannah except those who don't want to go to Jannah.
Sahaba said, من أبا يا رسول الله? Who doesn't want to go to Jannah, O Messenger of Allah?
So the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, من أطاني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبا.
Whoever follows me, whoever obeys me in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will enter Jannah. And whoever doesn't follow me, whoever disobeys me, they don't want to go to Jannah. Which means we must want to go to Jannah. We must want to be saved. We must want to be of the sabatun yudhilluhum Allahu tahta dhilli yawma la dhilla illa dhillu.
Seven types of people will be called out to on the day of judgment to come and rest in the shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade except His shade. As I mentioned last week, the sun, the new sun, will come close to the new earth. يَوْمَ تُبَدُّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرِ الْأَرْضِ, as Allah says, the day when this earth will be exchanged for another earth. And these heavens will be exchanged for other heavens. The sun will come so close to the earth that people will be, some people will be up to their ankles in sweat, some up to their knees, some up to their chests, some up to the tarquwa, their collarbones, some up to their noses or to their ears, and some will be drowning in their sweat. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. The hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن العرق يوم القيامة ليذهب في الأرض 70 باعا وإنه ليبلغ إلى أفواه الناس أو إلى آذانهم.
Said, on the day of judgment, sweat will penetrate 70 cubits, that's a cubit, a ذراع, 70 cubits into the earth, and it will reach the mouths of the people or their ears. Another riwayah, on the day of resurrection, people will sweat until their sweat sinks 70 cubits into the earth and it will rise up to their ears. Something beyond our imagination. So what are people going to be looking for? They're going to be looking for shade. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call out to these seven people. Number one, Imam Adil,
a just leader. A just leader. Where are the just leaders today? Allahu Akbar.
Umar.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ عُمَر.
That day said, no, Umar, خَرَجَ مُتَوَحِّشًا بِسَيْفِ.
مُتَوَحِّشًا? مُتَوَحِّشًا. Literally branding his sword. On his way to do what?
To kill Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you think of a worse thing to do on the dunya? Allahu Akbar.
Yet, through the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakah of hearing a few verses from Surah Taha, مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنِ لِتَشْقَى إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى.
That harshness, it melted like ice cream in the sun. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala went to the house of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ يَا مُحَمَّدْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ.
Why I tell the story in this order? Because when you look at the life of Sayyidina Umar, then you know for sure, nobody's ever too bad to become good.
And not just good. Not just good. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْ كَانَ نَبِيًا بَعْدِي لَكَانَ عُمَر.
If there had to have been a prophet after me, it would have been Umar.
He said one day to me, he said, يَا عُمَر أَنْتَ سِرَاجُ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ.
Oh Umar, you are the light of the people of Jannah.
Going from wanting to kill the beloved of Allah to being the person who the Prophet called, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the light of Jannah.
Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Umar, one day, he was late. Talking about just leader, not those leaders that are stealing and robbing and corrupting and misleading and lying and doing every kind of evil under the sun. Sayyidina Umar, that day, he was late for the khutbah. I'm just thinking, I mustn't be late, inshallah. Anyway, he was late that day. Wasa'id al-mimbar. He got on top of the mimbar and he said, In kuntum tatasa'alun. If you're asking each other, Lima ta'akhara Umar? Why is Umar late? Fa'inna ladayya thawbun wahid. He said, I've only got one thawb. I've only got one thawb. Ghasaltuhu wa kuntu antadhiru hatta yajif. I washed that thawb and I was waiting for it to dry. One day said, no, Umar got sick. The doctor told him, Ya Umar, dawauka al-asal. Oh, Umar, your medicine is honey. Fihi shifa'u lin-nas. In it there is, Allah says in the Quran, shifa, it is healing. That's why one day, a sahabi brought or came to the Prophet ﷺ and told the Prophet ﷺ that his brother is sick. He's got a tummy ache. So the Prophet told him, give him honey. He went back, gave him honey. He said, O Messenger of Allah, his stomach is still sore. He said, give him honey. Came back again. He said, O Messenger of Allah, his tummy is still sore. He said, Sadaqallah, Allah has spoken the truth. وَكَذَّبَ بَدْنُ أَخِيكَ And your brother's stomach has lied. Give him honey. Honey, Allahu Akbar. It's a shifa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe it was just hasty. You have to wait till, you know, for the medicine to take effect. So Sayyidina Umar said, oh, he got on the mimbar. First he went to the Baytul Mal al-Muslimin, to the treasury of the Muslims. فَأَخَذَ عُقَّةً مِنَ الْعَسَلِ And he took a jar of honey. And he mounted the mimbar. And he held up the jar of honey. The doctors told him now, this is your medicine. He holds up the jar of honey, he says, إن أذنتموني فيها أخذت منها وإلا فإنها علي حرام. He said, if you give me permission, O Muslims, I will take of this honey as medicine. But if you don't, then this honey is haram for me. Sayyidina Umar said one day, he said, لو أثرت بغلة في العراق. If a donkey had to trip on the road to Iraq. لَخَشِيْتُ أَنْ يَسْأَلْنِ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لِمَا لَمْ تُصْلِحْ لَهَا طَرِيقِ عُمَرِ He said, I fear that Allah will question me on the day of Qiyamah. Oh, Umar, why didn't you fix the road for the donkey? Where are such leaders? Wallahi, we need a Umar. We need a Umar. And a Khalid. And a Salahuddin. Inshallah. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming, inshallah. Maybe one of them is sitting here right now, inshallah. But we have to make that decision that we want to be like them so that we can be of those seven people that will be in the shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade except His shade. What's the flip side of that coin? قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من ولي عشرة من الناس من ولي أمر عشرة من الناس جاء يوم القيامة ويضاء مغلولتان إلى عنقي حتى يفقه العدل أو يذقه الجور. A person who has taken the responsibility to lead 10 or more people. In other words, he's responsible for them. An organization, he's the president. What do we call him? Director, CEO, you know, governor of a province, I suppose. What do they have here in... Premier of the province, and then you have the president of the country. I can imagine. The more people, the more dangerous. Man waliya amra ashratin min al-nas. Whoever takes the responsibility of leading 10 or more people will come in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. And two shackles will be put around their necks. until justice causes them to be freed from those shackles, or injustice that they have committed against the people, even one of them, they will be dragged by those shackles and those chains ila nari jahannam. Until next week, I leave you in the protection of Allah, where we will inshallah be motivated to become of one of these seven people, to be in the shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade except His shade. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله القبر باب القبر باب وكل الناس داخله يا ليت شعري بعد الموت ما الدار الدار دار نعيم إن عملت بما يرضي الإله وإن خالفت فالنار هما محلان ما للعبد غيرهما فانظر لنفسك أي الدار تختار ما للعبد سوى الفردوس إن عمل وإن هفو هفوة فالرب غفار وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام؟ اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين سبقت لهم منا حسنى أولئك عنها مبعدون لا يسمعون حسيسها وهم فيما اشتهت أنفسهم خالدون لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر وتتلقاهم الملائكة هذا يومكم الذي كنتم توعدون. وحينئذ ينادي مناد من قبل الله على سبعة كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعة يظلهم الله تحت ظلي يوم لا ظل إلا ظل إمام عادل وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله تعالى ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرق عليه ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه من الدمع أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعلنا من هؤلاء اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك ومن النار برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله أعوذ بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا. هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة. اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا. اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم لا تحقق لهم غاية ولا ترفع لهم راية. اللهم عليك بهم. اللهم انصرنا عليهم وحر المسجد الأقصى من أيديهم وارزقنا صلاة فيه وهو حر عزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. قام الله وأدام مدامة السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استو اعتدلوا تراسوا سد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. الله أكبر. إني وجهت حنيفا مسلما إن صلاتي ونسكي وبذلك بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Before we make dua, we're going to, inshallah, just remember the person that we made dua for last week when he was in intensive care, subsequently passed away, Al-Hajj Abdullah Saleh, one of the long-standing members of this community and a trustee of the masjid as well. And also for all our sick, Allah grant him shifa. And for all our hujjaj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him safe journey back home. And for all of them, hajj mabrura, wa sa'ya mashkura, wa dhanban maghfura, wa amalan salihan maqbula. Ameen, ya rabbal alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Nabina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وروحه في الجنة اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وادخله الجنة وتجاوز عن سيئاته واحشره مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما اللهم إن كان محسنا فزد في إحسانه وإن كان مسيئا فتجاوز عن سيئاته اللهم اغفر له ارحمه وعافه واعف عنه وأكرم نزله وسع مدخله أو مدخله واغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس واجعله يا الله من الذين يقال لهم يوم القيامة يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم اكتب الصحة والسلام لنا ولعبيدك الحجاج والمسافرين والمرابطين في برك وبحرك وجوك من أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ردهم إلى أهليهم وأولادهم وأحفادهم وذريتهم ردا جميلا سالمين غانمين مستبشرين مع صحة وسلامة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اجعل حجهم حجا مبرورا وسعيهم سعيا مشكورا وذنوبهم ذنوبا مغفورا وأعمالهم أعمالا صالحة مقبولة وتجارتهم تجارة لن تبور يا نور النور عالم ما في الصدور أخرجنا يا الله وإياهم من الظلمات إلى النور وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.